This is the Appalachian Father Podcast. I'm Jimmy Love. Thanks for stopping in. I appreciate it. Today's episode, Decide the Person You Want to Be. Friends, I started out this week thinking I'd like to talk about acting with intention. But the more I thought about it, the more I tried to write about it, I kept coming back to the fact that acting with intention means you first have to have an idea of who you want to be. That comes first. So let's take a few minutes and talk about that. At some point, every one of us wrestles with the question, who am I? Asking that question marks a milestone along our road to maturity. Wherever we are along that path, whether we're just beginning to learn about our self-determination or looking back with an eye on our legacy, if we are to act with purpose, the need to define ourselves is inevitable. Imagine you're standing in front of a mirror, not merely checking how you look before you walk out the door, but instead you're looking inside. This time, your reflection reveals different layers of your identity. Some you wish were obvious to those around you, those traits you don't mind folks knowing about, and some you hope never come to light, those that create the conflict that battles inside you. Friends, I wish for you this moment, or maybe several moments like this. For in these moments of introspection and honesty, we're in the process of change. I think it's good to realize this. As long as we have breath in our lungs, we're not done with ourselves. It might sound cliche, but it's true. Like clay in the hands of a potter, we can be made and remade into something, someone wonderful and useful. And the cool thing about it, each of us are made from slightly different clay. Each of us has unique qualities that, when molded according to our purpose, have great possibilities. We're not alone on this path of discovery. Friends can challenge us or discourage us. Mentors can offer wisdom. Enemies will try and derail us. Those we hold in regard leave their impression. That's why it's so important to protect our inner circle, because those folks help shape who we are. Society whispers its expectations, not often the best for us, so limit how much you let the world define you. If there's any truth to the saying, we are what we think, then what should we think about? I've always loved this excerpt from a letter written to a church in the old town of Philippi in Greece. Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. Our values are the colors on the palette we use to paint the picture of our life. We talk a lot about integrity, compassion, resilience, faith. Deciding who you want to be means selecting those colors deliberately. The dark colors are pride, egotism, manipulation. The light colors are compassion, integrity, resilience. When we choose the best colors, the best traits to use, and paint our picture deliberately following an ideal model, our life can become the most beautiful of pictures. And while you're painting your picture, while you're living that life, you'll find a purpose that resonates and drives you. Your passions and talents will shine along the way. You'll find satisfaction, a fulfillment that's addictive. You'll develop habits that keep your actions true to yourself, that ideal self that you want to be. Because you've determined the path you want to take, you'll feel when you get off track, and you'll correct yourself right away. So deciding who you want to be starts with a process of discovery. Then defining who you are is a lifelong journey, one of setbacks and progress. Thankfully, it ain't over till it's over. I wish for you a journey towards authenticity. I hope you embrace that reflection in the mirror. I hope you allow yourself to be shaped into the best you can be. Pick the best colors and paint a beautiful picture of your life. Next time we'll talk about living with intention, how we can invest the best of ourselves into each moment, to live the life we've decided for ourselves. Until then, thanks for listening to the Appalachian Father Podcast. I really do appreciate you stopping by. If you like, click that follow button and we can make this a habit. If you'd like to, feel free to reach out and leave me a comment or shoot me a message at appalachianfather.com. Until next time, I wish you all the best.